This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation." These are Lincoln's words at the end of what we would call his State of the Union address in December of 1862. This was a long speech with lots of reports and facts and figures about the status of the government. But anger, uncertainty, fear, and passion were nearly overwhelming everyone in the country, North and South. The Civil War was heating up to be the cauldron we now know it became. At the end of this long report to Congress, Lincoln closes with a desperate plea. "Can we not all do better?" Then he pens his inspirational prose, just quoted, "The Fiery Trial and Honor." His opening words were almost biblical. "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present." His tone is almost prayer-like at the ending. "The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just, a way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless." The name of this feature about Lincoln's spirit is Quiet Fire. The word fire comes from this hallmark quote. The word quiet comes from the reference to Lincoln being a quiet man, a quiet and a melancholy man, found in the script to Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. There is a strange and personal reason why the words fiery trial came to Lincoln as he wrote the end of this speech for December 1st. Just a little more than a month before, he had had one of the most unusual and moving meetings of his long spiritual journey. A famous Quaker woman, Eliza P. Gurney, had come to his study in the White House with a group of other Quaker women. Lincoln was getting used to religious people coming to tell him what God wanted him to do. But friend Gurney said she didn't come to preach to Lincoln, but to offer him spiritual comfort and encouragement as he took upon himself the burden of leading the broken nation. And then, of all things, she got down on her knees in front of the president, you can just imagine the bustling skirts, and prayed for him, prayed for Abraham Lincoln. He remembered this meeting, we know, because of a word he used in a letter to Mrs. Gurney a year later. He recalls the spiritual comfort of their meeting, and he acknowledges that, yes, it is a fiery trial through which they are all passing. Why, yes, a fiery trial, but that she had used that very turn of phrase with him. He is saying, "Why, yes, it is just as you said when you were here, a fiery trial." And why did she use those words? She, like Lincoln, was a student of the Bible and knew those words from the New Testament. Fiery trial, from the Epistle of 1 Peter, a letter to the new and suffering Christians. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, there is written, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you." That would have spoken to Lincoln and become particularly memorable from the heart-opening praying that she offered so dramatically. She was calling upon the memory of the trials and tribulations of the early followers of Jesus. What could faith and hope be like for them in a time of radical cultural devastation? So Lincoln writes to her, "We are indeed going through a great trial, a fiery trial." There is a hope that comes only through grief and hard times. Like the early believers, we need not be surprised when something strange happens to us. But indeed, we might be surprised when something strange and hard seems to overtake us. The feminist writer Rebecca Solnit writes recently about our time, these last 2 years. "Hope in grief is when, as now," she says, "the sorrow and hurt the sleeplessness and indignation are not powers themselves, but they testify to a public-spirited population that may be able to take the country back. And in just such a transformative spirit like Lincoln's, we too might be able to practice hope in grief and be lighted in honor down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.